The Democrats won't budge. They won't give Trump any money for his wall.
And Trump won't budge on the wall, which is just one big vanity project. So it's both sides, Michael. It takes two to tango. Don't blame the Democrats.
Trump is prepared to negotiate. He's staying in the White House. The door is open for the Dems to come on over and sit down and cut a deal with him. Mm-hmm. But they wouldn't even go to lunch with him. He invited them. That was very nice of him yesterday to invite them to lunch.
Very nice.
And they didn't go.
More burgers?
Yes, and they wouldn't go. They wouldn't go to lunch with the president, which I thought was very rude.
Okay.
Well, it was rude.
Mm-hmm.
A very exciting political news.
Yeah.
Our esteemed Senator, Kirsten Gillibrand, announced last night that she's running for president. Her chances are about zero, but there she goes.
I'm filing an exploratory committee for President of the United States tonight.
They were very excited on the Colbert Show. Did they know who she was?
Those tourists from Ohio had no clue who she was.
Well, I'm going to run for President of the United States because as a young mom, I'm going to fight for other people's kids as hard as I would fight for my own.
She's not a young mom.
Which is why I believe that health care should be a right and not a privilege.
She's what,
30-something,
20-something? What is she?
52.
She's 52.
How is that a young mom?
She's my age.
Well, she is. I mean, her kids are relatively young. I think they're maybe teenagers, but
I don't know. But you have a theory, Joe, that she really just wants to be vice president?
Doesn't think she's going to be president of the United States.
Why?
No, she's just jumping in. Everybody's got an equal shot.
Everyone
right
in the pool.
Everybody in the pool. Exactly. Exactly.
You know, somebody will catch fire. Maybe she'll be a running
back. Beto O'Rourke.
And then she said,
I'm really looking forward to us kind of advancing.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
The Marxist Muppet. That's right. AOC.
The you do Marxist kind of sound Muppet.
Like. And rounding out the big three terrible news coming out of Sheepshead Bay, the seafood buffet restaurant, a man, crazy man with a hammer, attacked employees there, killed the chef, I do believe. Terrible story.
Yeah, very killed the chef story. And critically injured the owner and another employee, and he was nuts.
Oh, look, there's little Gillibrand on Stephen Colbert on Fox. I bet they're going to give her a boost.
Well, I'm sure they're very excited about that. Yeah, well, here's what else she said on Colbert last night.
We should have better public schools for our kids because it shouldn't matter what block you grow up on.
Yeah. What's wrong with that?
And I believe that anybody who wants to work hard enough should be able to get whatever job training they need to earn their way into the middle class.
Free job training for everybody.
Everything is free here. You know, they can't even gin up the audience with those applause lines when she says things. Because like, she walks out, I'm watching her on Colbert. They're showing a clip on Fox right now. She's walking out, and then they cut to the audience, and the audience is checking their cell phones, nodding off.
Oh, they're not.
They have no clue who this woman is.
Making that up. Well, but you know
whatsoever.
What? She says she's got what it takes.
And I know that I have the compassion, the courage, and the fearless determination to get that done.
And you know, of course, she went on Colbert because these Democrats, they want to get that millennial vote.
That's the go-to place.
And they know
place,
the millennials though. Are watching
well, that's the
Colbert.
Go-to place. That's where I saw Beto O'Rourke. That's where
did
I
he
saw...
Announce, did Beto O'Rourke
no,
announce that?
No, but he went on Colbert. I've seen Kamala Harris on Colbert. That's the go-to show
for
Democratic
commies.
Hopeful. Oh, I saw Julian Castro there.
Mm.
Guy from Texas who you knew never heard of.
He's got a whole bunch of guests no one's ever heard of on the Colbert Show.
Has Tulsi Gabbard showed up there yet?
That's the go-to show.
That's the go-to show for Democratic candidates.
I know it's a big anti-Trump show.
Well, yeah, well, who are they? They're not going to show up on Fox News. They're not going to Fox and Friends.
Well,
you just see Sarah Sanders on Fox.
In the past,
Friends.
They would like
Kelly
do it
and Conway.
At their hometown or you know, just you know some other place in front of the Capitol or
usually the hometown. That was the place where they announced. But now they go on the Colbert Show because they're so cool.
Are you sad that your favorite is too young to run for president?
It may seem so contrary to what's going on economically, but when we actually
I think that would be a lot of fun.
Did you see the Wall Street Journal editorial today attacking her for her 70% tax rate hike that she wants?
I saw one story where they polled Americans and they were in favor of it.
Read the Wall Street Journal editorial. It points out that for all of these big schemes she has, she's never going to get enough money.
I don't think it matters. I think she is tapping into something here. Yes,
really?
I think her message is going to sell.
To young people because they want everything for
free. Right.
So
it doesn't matter that she can't figure out how the math works.
Do you think this country is lurching to the left?
Yes.
Really?
Gee, I don't really.
Yes.
You think the ruby red states are lurching left?
Enough of the blue states that are getting bluer.
They're deep blue.
Oh, yeah. And next you're going to come out against the Electoral College next time. See, now you're in favor of it. But
I think the Electoral College it's perfect the way it is.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with the Electoral College. I hope you're wrong, but we may be going through. We may be on the cusp of going through a socialist experiment in this country.
Well, Everyone wants the Oprah show. Free cars for everybody.
Yeah.
It, well, it leaves the middle of the country open, and Trump really doesn't, at the moment, appeal to middle America. No, he's got some issues with middle America.
I thought that was a strength.
Not really.
Well, the suburban people who voted for him in 2016 voted for Democrats in 2018. Now, the question is, those suburban voters, they shift. I wonder if they'll think, you know what, I don't know if I want these high taxes that the Democrats want. Maybe they'll go back to the Republicans in 2020 if the hard left keeps jamming down these 70% tax rates.
Taxes is only an issue here in New York and New Jersey and California. The rest of the country, I think, you know, they have very good budgets. The tax rates are low elsewhere. There's not going to be a big issue. I don't think tax is a big issue in middle America.
Well, what are they... Someone's got to pay for all the free tuition, the free health care, single payer. That everybody,
they'll figure it out.
By bankrupting us.
Well, this is a
they'll
new one.
Figure it out. We'll all be bankrupt.
Free job training for everybody? Sure. I haven't heard that one before.
Free college tuition, free Medicare.
That one I like. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Are you a Marxist, Len? Come clean.
What am I?
I don't know.
I like the Marx Brothers. I thought Groucho.
Vote for that agenda, Len, over Donald Trump? This is a good test. Would you vote for that Ocasio agenda?
Because that's something like it? That's what the Democratic agenda is going to be.
Well, I told you, and I've said this before, and I meant it in all honesty. I want to see what happens by 2020. I mean, if Trump continues on this path and gets zero accomplished other than a criminal justice reform bill. I mean, he doesn't even have an infrastructure bill done. So if he accomplishes nothing, then I would vote for
You would vote for that agenda.
Way left.
You would
I don't know.
Free tuition,
I don't think there's going to be a way left candidate. I really don't.
Oh, I can guarantee there's going to be way left.
No,
Biden's going to have to tack left.
Well, he'll tack. I don't think Biden was going to be way left. You know, when you say way left.
Well, look at what Cuomo's done. Cuomo's not really a progressive political figure.
But he's not running for president.
No, but the Democratic Party has changed so quickly in the last
You have to be there
months.
To survive.
Well, you've got to be way left.
A lot's going to happen in the next 2 years. I mean, you got these 20 candidates. You're telling me everyone's going to be a raging lefty?
Yes.
Yeah.
Every single one.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right.
And then if they get into power.
I think the moderate person will have the better chance to win. I'm sorry.
If they get into power, this country is going to be wrecked.
Well,
generations.
I thought Trump would have some competition. And one guy I wanted to see run in the Republican primary was Governor John Kasich, the former governor of Ohio. But now he's taking a job with CNN, Michael. He's going to be their senior political commentator. And I like him, and he's good. And now he was on this morning, and I think he's going to be a thorn in Trump's side on television. He doesn't like CNN to begin with. But he's talking about the government shutdown this morning.
You know, now it's starting to set in on people. I think for the first few weeks, they weren't paying that much attention. But now it's like, what is going on down there? Can't they just serve the country? And it seems like a number of them are afraid to step off of the curb onto the street and say, let's do this. And that's not good. Both sides are going to have to give something, get it done, move on, because it's starting. Well, it's hurting these people.
Well, that's a pet peeve, and it seems so obvious. Aren't these people supposed to serve the country? They don't.
The elected officials?
Yes.
Well, they're all out for themselves.
Notice he said both sides.
He did.
Both sides.
Yeah. He did say both sides.
He didn't bash Trump.
I'm not opposed to that. I think there should be a deal on both sides.
Well, the deal requires money for the wall, Len.
I think they can give money for border security, and he's got it. Well, he had a whole deal that had DACA and the visa. He had everything, and his right-wing cronies said no.
Well,
he had a deal.
He can propose it again, and the Democrats will say no because they don't want to give him anything.
Now it's become a whole political.
That's how it works.
Okay, so he was asked.
Kasich.
Trump was. Kasich was asked about bringing people together and Trump's job to do that.
But I think it's incumbent on the leader to be able to try to bring people together and get something done. And I just don't see it. And it takes both sides, however. You can't just have one side and not the other. So they both have to give. I wonder a little bit if the Democrats are kind of enjoying this because the numbers are all going against the president.
Well, they are.
Absolutely.
There's no question. And you're right. I think that if the same deal came up that everybody agreed to before, I think the Democrats probably would say no just to be a thorn in his side. I agree with you.
You see the light, Len.
I
finally see the light. So how do we get out of this fix?
How about Mueller?
You can't have this thing go on for a couple years and then we go, okay, we'll give you a paragraph here that tells you what the conclusion is. I think people will demand it. And one way or another, it's going to get out. I mean, you know, it's Washington. Everything leaks out. So, of course, it has to be released. That's for credibility. That's for moving forward. And I hope it comes out soon.
I hope it comes out completely.
It will.
Okay, good.
All right, when we come back, are we in for a snowstorm? We'll ask WOR Weather Channel meteorologist Ray Stajic. Plus, you want to win $1,000? Well, your next chance is coming up at 10:05 on 710 WOR. Hey, it's time for podcasters to get the recognition they deserve at our iHeartRadio Podcast Awards presented by Capital One, the first major podcast awards where your votes decide who wins. Hosted by Holly Frey, Bobby Bones, and Charlemagne the God, our friend. A live video stream that's hosted by Mario Lopez. Listen live on WOR Friday night at 11 p.m. The iHeartRadio Podcast Awards are sponsored locally by Lincoln Tech, the leading technical school in New Jersey for over 70 years. They're number one in automotive, HVAC, and electrical and electronics. No other school can say that. Get hands-on training and put your potential to work at Lincoln Tech. Visit lincolntech.edu for details. Now let's get traffic.
9:23 on a Wednesday. Glad you're with us. We don't know what weather is coming. First you hear it's going to snow Friday. Then it's going to, I don't know. Do you think they even know?
Well, I don't know. Let's check in with Ray Stajic. Well, he knows.
Ray Stajic of the Weather Channel. We haven't spoken to you in a while, Ray. Mm-hmm. You're flip-flopping like a wet seal out of the water. I mean, every minute it's flip-flop. First it's Friday, then it's Saturday. What are we getting? Are we getting snow?
I tried to separate it for you.
Yeah, but you've changed your mind. I've been listening to you all morning. You've changed it twice.
Well, there's two systems coming in. Right? So you've got to be able to separate those.
Okay,
two.
So what do we got?
So the first one coming in for Thursday night, Friday morning could produce an inch or less in and around the city, maybe 1 to 3 west and north. So North Jersey, southeastern New York State.
Okay, so an inch or less in the city.
An inch or less in the city. All right, so it still may cause some slick travel. Now, for the weekend, I've been saying snow to rain, then back to snow. Now, it's tough this far out to get into too many of the minute details, but in between there might be a period of freezing rain also. But as it looks today, probably more rain than snow for the five boroughs, Long Island, and parts of southwest Connecticut, and then more snow west and north out across northwest Jersey, mid and lower Hudson Valley, where they could be piling it up. But I do think the potential is for probably some slushy snow to accumulate, even in the city, for Saturday night, and especially during the day Sundays, the colder air comes in. We could see a few inches. Is it 3 or 4 inches? It could be, but it could be that we just end up with more snow and ice, or rain and ice than we do with actual snowfall. So if we do get freezing rain, that'll have its own set of problems, and then we got to worry about wet road surfaces freezing over Sunday night into Monday morning. So, you know, we're three, four days out from this event. Certainly, we've seen changes. Yesterday did look a little warmer, so mainly rain for the city. Now today it's been trending a little bit colder, so we may be seeing a little bit more in terms of maybe some freezing rain and snow, but you know, tough at this point to predict accumulating snowfall. But west and north, I'm not going to say no-brainer, because there's never that in this business, but northwest Jersey and into the interior, you could be looking at a double-digit snow for some.
Whoa.
Yeah. Hey, Ray, I saw something about this big blast of Arctic air that's coming our way.
Sure.
What's going on there?
We're going to get briefly colder. We may end up in the single digits on Monday morning.
Whoa.
Yikes.
Yeah, and so that's going to freeze anything over. That's whether slush or water or whatever it is. So we're concerned about that and the cold coming in. That shot visits us briefly and retreats a little bit as we get into the middle of next week. I think next weekend we're really going to get a taste of some cold temperatures, some real frigid air trying to get in here.
Great.
About Saturday, Sunday, and late in the month and into February now. We're predicting below average temperatures, and there'll be more opportunities for maybe more definitive or more winter events, meaning the chances for more snowfall. But listen, none of them are easy. This weekend one is certainly going to be a tough one. Where does that rain snow line set up? Certainly should have more time.
All right, Ray. We'll check with you as the week progresses. Thanks, pal.
Going to be cold.
Boy, cold weather.
I'm not looking forward to that.
Hey, you looking forward to Chris Christie's book, Let Me Finish?
Who does he slam?
Well, he says that Jared Kushner is the one who gave him the axe. That's why he got thrown out of the White House, was Jared Kushner, who told him, Steve Bannon told him. And it's no surprise, it was because Christie, when he was a federal attorney, prosecuted Kushner's
Jared's
Jared's father, Charles Kushner, back in 2005, he was charged with witness tampering, tax evasion, served more than a year in prison. So, of course, Jared's going to,
he doesn't want to work with Chris Christie.
Yeah.
What does Christie say about Trump?
Well, listen to this. You're going to find this quote. Well, there's going to be a lot of interesting quotes. And at some point, I think we'll have Chris Christie on to talk about this book. Listen to this. Talking about the people he hired. Do you think he's holding a grudge to the fact he's not in the White House and these other people are? Listen to this. Trump has a revolving door of deeply flawed individuals, amateurs, grifters, weaklings, convicted and unconvicted felons who are hustled into jobs they were never suited for, sometimes seemingly without so much as a background check via Google or Wikipedia. That's pretty strong stuff.
He's a little bitter.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. A little bitter. Remember, he had such promise as a governor when he was first elected, but it all kind of went nowhere.
Well, the bridge thing did him in. But I really thought that of all those candidates who were surfacing,
you thought
he was going to make some impact because of, you know, he was Trump before Trump. He would yell at, you know, he would yell at someone in the news conference, shut up.
Sit down.
Yeah, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
But Trump just stole his act.
Totally.
And then Christie had no chance.
He had no chance.
But I think Bridgegate really did him in. I think the vast majority of people never bought the story that he knew nothing about it until he read about it in the paper.
Yeah.
I mean, that was... Anyway, this book, Let Me Finish, I think is going to get a lot of buzz. It'll certainly get a lot of appearances. Chris Christie is a contributor to ABC, and we hope to get him on the show.
Absolutely. We will.
Right now, I know who's on the show. It's time for the latest news headlines. Good morning to you, Joe Bartlett.
All right. Good morning, Len. Michael, a man dead, two others hurt after a hammer attack at a Brooklyn restaurant. Apparently random, the 34-year-old suspect walked into the Seaport Buffet in Sheepshead Bay swinging a hammer, killed a chef, Fufai Pun, injured a 60-year-old man. He's the owner. A 50-year-old worker also injured. The suspect apparently was screaming, I'm killing everybody. He was arrested a short time later. He'll make a court appearance later this morning. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand making it official. She's running for president, announcing on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert that she's forming a presidential exploratory committee. She heads to Iowa for some campaigning this weekend. Governor Cuomo's plan to avert the shutdown of the L line could be derailed before it even starts. During an emergency MTA hearing yesterday, several board members expressed skepticism about the plan, including the acting MTA chairman, Fernando Ferrer.
I am still enormously upset that we didn't hear about a lot of this before, or somebody didn't say, well, you know, board, there is a different way to look at this.
Cuomo's plan would prevent a 15-month shutdown of the subway line. His plan would allow the trains to run while the repairs are being made. Attorney General nominee William Barr says President Trump hasn't asked him to interfere in Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation. Barr says he will allow Mueller to finish his work.
I believe it is in the best interest of everyone, the president, Congress, and the American people, that this matter be resolved by allowing the Special Counsel to complete his work. The country needs a credible resolution to these issues.
Barr seemed to offer conflicting statements, though, about how much of that report that he may release to the public once it is concluded. And there was a deadly explosion that hit a busy street in the U.S.-patrolled section of Syria. White House says the president has been briefed. That's about all we have on that story. That is a developing story at the moment. And day 26 of the government shutdown, no end in sight. There may be some talks today, but both sides seem to be locked into their positions. And if you have a cold, don't take that awful cough medicine.
Why?
Take a piece of chocolate.
What?
Yes, British researchers say chocolate calms coughs. Go ahead and try it. They studied 163 people and found that people who were sick and ate chocolate saw an improvement in their condition within 2 days.
Dark how chocolate? Much chocolate do you have to eat?
What kind of chocolate?
Any kind of chocolate.
Well, how much? You got to eat it for 2 days?
Yeah, well, you just have it a little bit at a time. And when you would take a cough medicine, if you have cough, take some chocolate. They say chocolate is sticky and forms a coating on your throat's nerve endings.
They're just discovering this now after all these years?
Yeah.
Of eating chocolate?
Well, most people have been told to take honey, right?
Oh, honey. I like honey.
Yeah. Well, they say the same theory works for honey. It's kind of sticky and kind of coats the nerve endings. All right, let's see what we have going on.
Chocolate during a cough because it
I'll
did
be quiet.
It coated my throat and it was better. I've absolutely done this.
What are you, an Aztec princess?
Absolutely.
But my issue is, Joe, can you come up with a story that like happened within the last 400 years?
Well,
I mean, this is like
this is from
the year 1590, Joe. All, the Aztecs.
Listen, I know you don't pay attention to the news, Len. This is a brand new study. It was just done by the Brits.
Yeah.
And it was covered by a lot of the networks the other day.
Well.
And
well,
what's old is new again. So there you go.
Yeah, and exactly. If it's 400 years old, it's new now.
Well, what? The Aztecs did the story like, in 500 years ago.
It's like the Who. This is a brand new thing for you, you know? been around for 40 years. This is all new stuff to you.
Maybe once in a while when you get handed a press release before you just read it on the air as news, you Google it and see that it's 400 years old.
It's not 400 years. This is a study that was just done recently.
Yes, a new study. Why do you need a study? The Aztecs did it in 1590.
Well, obviously, you and there are people like Mike, you have not been using chocolate to suppress a cough. You've been
I do it all the time.
You do not.
You liar. You liar.
Love you, Joe.
Poor Joe. Gosh, he was on his way out of here, and Len... See, Len is...
I just wanted to beat him. My wife said to me, is Joe Maddie?
I know. Len looked at me and said, let's go after
Joe. Let's take a few cheap shots at Joe. Why
let's
not?
Take some cheap shots at Joe.
You know? It's just fun.
Did you torture people in school? Everyone says I'm the mean one, but you're secretly
never.
The mean one.
No, I'd be afraid someone would beat me up.
Well, Joe, have at it.
Joe's coming at me with a five iron.
Hey, did you see this massive spinning ice disc that formed in this river? Presumpscot River,
so what is
city
that?
Of Westbrook.
Spinning ice disc?
It's a giant, slow-turning ice disc measuring 298 feet wide. It's formed in the Presumpscot River. Never been rafting there, but wherever that is. City of Westbrook.
Right.
It's in Maine. It's a captivating natural oddity. It's drawn comparison to alien spacecraft, a carousel, and the moon.
Yeah, but the Aztecs had this 500 years ago. There's nothing new here.
No, it is actually the coolest thing I've seen.
It's on our website.
But what
check
do you mean
out
by spinning?
It spins. It's a circle that spins of
it's
ice.
A spinning ice
a circle
disc.
Of, yes, and like a whirlpool of
and
ice.
And big. We're not talking small. You know, it's
what makes it spin?
The currents in the water.
The currents in the water. Oh.
And which is what is creating the circular disc.
That's right.
Well, let's go see this. This is 710wr.com/Len and Michael. The spinning ice disc in Maine.
It served as a raft for ducks and birds.
You got to love nature, though.
You do.
Nature's
awesome. Full of wonders. Full of wonders.
Yep. It is. Really.
I just can't believe I've never seen this before. I've never heard of it, never seen it. To have something new, see, this is new.
Yeah, as opposed to that news that Bartlett delivers.
I've never encountered this one before.
Joe
didn't even have that in his newscast. This is a big breaking natural phenomenon event today, and Joe is like dwelling on old ancient Aztec history.
I just want it noted for the record that we let him slide completely. It was Natalie, the producer, who's really a shrew. She dug up the story about
that's terrible.
She's the one who dug up the story about the Aztecs to stick it to Joe.
In some history class in school, I remember learning that. I remember saying, you know, the Aztecs used the chocolate
cacao
as medicine. And I was like, oh, man, why don't I get that? I get Dimetapp, which I hated as a kid.
Well, listen, tomorrow Joe will tell us that the Civil War is over with.
Well, you never know about that. Might be old news again. News.
But you're absolutely right. The Aztecs brewed a drink from cacao and silk cotton tree bark to treat infections.
They did.
How about children suffering from diarrhea received a drink made from grounds of cacao beans?
I mean, it's not like they had penicillin, so they had to come up with something.
Who needs a nurse?
Oh, listen to this one. Another recipe incorporated cacao into a cough treatment.
Right.
Oh, hello.
Come on. Hello. Now there's a British study in 2018, 2019. Give
no need for a nurse. You get Swiss Miss. She'll take care of your problems.
I wonder if hot chocolate will do it.
Remember Swiss Miss?
I have Swiss Miss in my house right now.
I like Swiss Miss.
Oh, you use powdered chocolate?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I do not ground up my own chocolate for chocolate milk.
Because I use
chocolate. Hot chocolate.
Oh, the hot chocolate I use is Jacques Torres.
Very good. It's a fancy chocolateer.
Very good.
But it's not, we add hot water, that kind of thing?
No, you use milk for your hot chocolate.
Well, some of them you
Swiss
can use hot water.
Swiss Miss is hot water.
Or milk, usually.
Milk?
Milk is better.
Oh, you boil the milk?
Richer, creamier.
Yeah.
Oh, I always do the I boil
water.
It's a
richer, creamier hot chocolate, especially if you have a cold.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah, very good for a cold. By the way, they just came out with the 911 audio tapes. These are the moments after 13-year-old Jamie Kloss was found in Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
And the person who found her, and just fascinating stuff to listen to.
Douglas County 911.
Hi. I have a young lady at my house right now, and she says her name is Jamie Kloss.
Okay, have you seen her photo, ma'am?
Yes, it is her. I 100% think it is her.
Okay.
100%.
They have to understand this is a small town.
Yeah, of course.
And everyone's looking for pictures, right?
And you have to remember, a woman found her walking down the street.
Right.
And then this woman went to another woman's house. So now there are two women with her inside this home that had no idea what had just gone on.
Right. There's more of this 911 call.
I was walking my dog, and we were almost home, and she was walking towards me, crying, saying, "You got to help me, you got to help me."
Okay.
So I didn't want to go into my cabin because it's too close to Patterson's house.
And she said her name is Jamie Kloss?
Yep.
He did for the second time. Wow. Absolutely.
Well, that was the second woman actually on the phone with her. But the 911 operator kept asking, "Are you sure? Are you sure it's Jamie?" And they're like, "Yes, it's her."
Now, listen to this. Here's a transcript. It's 100% think it's her. And the operator says, "Does it look like she's going to run?" "No. She's just sitting down. She's relaxing."
Exactly. And crazy. Then they asked her, you know, does she need medical attention? She's like, "Yeah, she's in, it's trauma. She's
totally."
Wow. Of course.
Totally. We have any more details on this creep who abducted her?
Well, just the fact that we know. Well, the story came out that his, you know, he saw her get off a school bus. Now a story came out that the creep's mother was a school bus driver.
Oh.
So, but that was about it. That's what that, but he, no, he's being held on $5 million bail. Two of the charges carry life in prison.
Right.
They have not even hinted at whether
they killed her parents.
Not, obviously, the two murder charges, yeah. And they do not have the death penalty, as we discovered yesterday in Wisconsin.
Right.
And they have not said anything about any kind of, you know, it's just the unasked question, the girl in the room, is did he abuse her in any way sexually? Right. And that has not been addressed at all. So that's all we know about. But the story, thank God, at least the end of it came to a happy ending.
Absolutely. So, all right, when we come back, hey, have you ever made a proposal you want to rescind? Blame the Ambien. It's a wacky
Roseanne
story.
Roseanne Barr?
No, well, you know, there you are. Wacky story when we come back. Plus, your chance to win $1,000 is coming up at 10:05 on 710 WOR. Now let's get...
.com/rules. Visit bmwfreehold.com, where customers refer their friends and families. From the heart of Tribeca, this is Len Berman and Michael Riedel in the morning.
On the voice of New York, 710 WOR.
It is 9:54. You know what that means. In 6 minutes, Mark Simone coming your way right here on 710 WOR, his special guest, Ann Coulter. Particularly timely, I would say, Michael. Coulter yesterday quoted as saying, "If there's no wall, then the president is a dead duck. Dead, dead, dead."
Well, I mean, he does listen to Ann Coulter.
He does.
And he did promise his followers, his voters, that he was going to get him a wall, and he's not prepared to back down from it right now. So the government continues to be partially, I say, shut down.
So check out Ann Coulter with Mark coming up at the top of the hour. Hey, we have some wild stories to send you on your way this morning. A teen in Ohio, South Euclid, which is outside Cleveland, called 911.
Right.
And complained, "My father took my property, an $800 phone. It does not belong to him." Well, well, Dad took away the cell phone for disciplinary reasons. So she calls 911 and says, "I just wanted to return my phone and I could leave and go to my grandmother's."
He accused his dad of theft.
Yeah. So the police showed up and they checked out the situation. And said
they arrested the father?
No. Officers advised the juvenile that possession of the device was a privilege and not a property rights issue. And there was nothing to see here, and they moved on. But Dad took the cell phone. She called 911.
Dad should take the phone away permanently for that little kid doing that. Hey, here's a rather unsettling story. Now, a woman, she and her daughter, they were watching television last week. She checked her phone while she was watching TV and saw a notification that your entryway camera saw someone. Someone, you know, tripped the entryway camera. You know, you get the alert on your phone.
Yeah.
So your security system there. Then the camera flashed an image, and it was a bearded male figure. And he looked like he was wearing pajamas. And she looked closely at it, and it was her son, Robbie. Now, here's the unsettling part. Robbie died in 2016 at the age of 23 from a drug overdose.
So his ghost tripped the security system.
His ghost, apparently.
Oh, my gosh, stop.
Tripped the security system.
Is that real?
Yeah, yeah. They looked. The woman and her daughter looked at the image on the camera, and
isn't
it
that
was
wild?
Robbie.
Oh, I just got chills.
Isn't that crazy?
That is.
Ghost tripped the security camera.
That's right.
Wow. This happened in Atlanta.
Right.
I don't know if we have a... Is there a picture? Our associate producer, Anthony, tracked the story down for us.
Oh, the photo's on the website. I got it.
We have the photo?
Right now.
Oh, really?
Oh, wow.
I'm going...
We have a photo of the ghost that tripped
710WR.com, Lynn and Michael.
See if we can find a picture of the real Robbie and put them up next to each other.
Wow. Go to 710WR.com/Lynn and Michael. I guess it's the first known time that a ghost has tripped the security camera.
I hope he was Robbie the friendly ghost.
Wow.
Mm, that's a little unsettling.
Now, speaking of tech.
Oh my gosh, it looks like him.
Really?
Yes.
Is it really?
Ah!
Oh, I'm checking out.
Now,
does
the apparition look like a person or is it kind of see through?
It does look.
Wow.
Like.
Does it look ghosty?
It looks ghosty for sure.
Wow.
Yes.
All right.
I'm looking for it.
Go check it out.
I'm checking it out.
While you're looking.
Oh my gosh, the kid is. Oh, and we have a picture of the kid.
Yeah. What do you think, Michael?
Oh, that's him.
Wow.
It is. It does look.
Who knew? That looks me out.
That looks ghosty. He's in the house.
He's like in their kitchen.
He's
next
in
to
their kitchen.
Well, thank God the security camera. Now, what do you think you have a security camera for? To pick it up.
He can walk through the walls. Wow. This is chilling, Lynn. You got to take a look at this.
I will. I just want to tell you about this.
You don't believe this story, do you?
Well, I do. Whatever you say. I hang on every word.
He's there. There's a man who's in their kitchen.
And can I do my next story?
You can. He is a ghost. No question about it.
Nike. People can't tie their own shoes. They need Nike. So you can tie your shoes from Nike from your smartphone.
This is insane.
So they'll lace your shoes for you from your smartphone and fit them perfectly. And that's what they...
There's technology now that they're saying that you can get the absolute perfect fit from these shoes that have electronic components in it, right, that you can access through your phone. And now that's cool. I mean, to get a good fit, to tie your laces.
Your shoes will last 10 to 14 days on an average charge. And...
can't walk when you don't charge them?
This costs $300 in the UK, and it's only $386. Boy, the dollar's pretty good against
But you know what?
$386.
A regular pair of sneakers cost that much. That's not that expensive for high-end sneakers.
All right, so Nike's going to put out these other self-lacing shoes in the future. Here's the benefit. It's useful for athletes who are looking for a precise fit on their shoes, as well as people who may find tying their shoelaces difficult. Well, they could have a physical disorder.
Or for any soccer mom out there who has seen their kid out on the field with shoelaces untied.
There you go. Tying your shoes with an app. Well, the next time they'll brush your teeth with an app. Hey, coming up, Mark Simone, if you missed anything this morning, please check out 710WR.com/Lynn and Michael. See you tomorrow, everyone.